Why does Alan keep walking out of that courthouse? Are shrooms the energy drink's best kept secret? In his mayo well? Well, what the fuck is it? Find out today on My Balls Itch. All right, that was a shitty intro, but I'm not gonna restart it because whatever, man. Life ain't about intros. Life just kind of happens. I'm sitting here in my car. It's been a while. I know. All two of you. You've been looking at your phone, looking for those bell notifications. And when is Alan gonna drop another podcast? Well, here it is. And again, it's not a real episode. Now, for me, a real episode is like at least an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. You know, a real juicy muh. You know, but these are my drink reviews. Now, I'm running out of tea, but I found this one. And it looked silly, man. It looked funky as shit. I just grabbed a can of it, and I thought I'd try it out today. So, I'm not going to get distracted. I'm not going to go off on a tangent about whatever. I'm just going to get straight to this drink, because, again, I'm in my car. I'm in the underground garage. The garage, depending on where you're at in the world. You know, I have fans all over the world, guys. I bet you didn't know that. You know, are you going to confirm it? Are you going to look it up to see if it's true? Probably not. Let's just say I have hundreds of fans all over the world. And some of them say garage instead of garage. All right, so just whatever. All right, this is a... I have no idea what it is. It says prebiotic soda. But it says bubbly prebiotic soda, as opposed to a normal soda, which is not bubbly. That doesn't make any sense. But this can is funky because it's got like a million words on it. So it says, it's all about mayo well, made with organic agave, is a bubbly, helps boost metabolism, prebiotic, that good, gut feeling, soda supports improved digestion, 4 grams of natural sugar, strawberry, ginger, with hibiscus. Now, if I'm reading it the way they intended, it would be Mayowell is a bubbly prebiotic soda. Like, that's the name of the drink, guys. Mayowell is a bubbly prebiotic soda. Am I saying that right? Prebiotic or prebiotic? Whatever. And they got little like clip art things on the side, like little thingies. Like, it says it's all about. Like, really? What does that mean? The other one says gut feeling. Another one says that good. Ingredients include filtered sparkling water, organic mayo well prebiotic, active agave, natural strawberry flavor, natural ginger flavor, natural hibiscus flavor, natural flavors, citric acid, carrot extract, and black currant extract. Best served cold. Yeah, 35 calories, 5 grams of fiber. That's good. Very little sugar, 8% sugar total. So, it's supposed to make my gut feel good. This is vegan, caffeine free, paleo. Damn, I don't know about that. No, you know, I don't need caffeine. I just drank a coffee right now. I should be good. And before that, I had a sugar-free Monster drink. You know, I told myself I'm going to stop drinking Monsters and sodas. I had a big weekend this past weekend with me and some buddies, the band buddies from the karaoke's. It turns out I'm a friend of theirs. Turns out I'm so cool with them. They decided, you know what? Let's throw them a bone. Let's invite them to our lake getaway, and we all went. We had fun, and one of the lessons I learned was I'm out of shape. I mean, obviously, I've been going on about it every episode. Alan's out of shape. Oh no, we didn't know that. I'm out of shape, and man, me and Adam were climbing the mountain and climbing back down. You got to go down the fucking mountain every time to get to the water, to get to the lake. And man, that's a fucking hike, man. I don't know how. it really opened my eyes to, like, not only, like, fantasy shit, like the hobbits climbing up Mount Doom, but it reminded me also of the troops in World War I, World War II, having to climb uphill to get to a certain point. You know that famous scene in Saving Private Ryan where they got to storm the beach of Normandy, and up on the top of the hill, way up high, there's the Nazis with the mounted machine guns. And sure, running, dodging bullets, and hiding behind shit, that's hard enough. But what makes it 10 times worse, 50 times worse, is you're having to run uphill. And once you get to the very end, where like the rocks and grass and everything is, in the mud, the hill only gets steeper. And that's not easy. They don't really do a good job of portraying that. It's just, and you're carrying 100 pounds worth of shit on you. I can't imagine what that's like while getting shot at with fucking artillery fire and mounted machine guns, you know? That's gotta be hell. And me and Adam, our dumbasses, you know, we're so out of shape. We're huffing and puffing, about to have a heart attack, just carrying an ice chest or a towel up a hill, climbing all them steps. Man. It's no wonder those Shaolin monks, they got all those steps going up to their temple, man. Like, by the time you get up there, you're like fucking Super Saiyan Goku. Like, no wonder. But, you know, it was fun. I'm not complaining. I'm only complaining that I'm not in shape, and I do want to start hiking. Because it really was fun. It was pretty cool. I got to swim a little bit. Ride on a boat. I really needed that. We all needed it, man. Everyone's working so much, and just to have a couple days off to just get away, soak in a lake, do some fishing, drink some cold drinks, and just relax. It's hard to do that these days, but there you go. You know, you get what you get, and you're with good friends, and I think everyone needs to do that. Just find a couple days. 2 or 3 days. I would suggest 3 days, but if you can only take 2 days, take those days off. Quit the whole, I gotta work, I'm a workaholic. Shut the fuck up. Take a couple days off. You fucking need it, man. Put the phone away. Leave the phone in your bag or inside the house or whatever you gotta do. Find a nice little spot. The beach, a river, go camping in a mountain somewhere. Everyone talks about it, and you're rolling your eyes. You're like, oh, I get it, whatever. No, you need it. You need to be one with nature. I know it sounds cheesy and cliche, but you got to do it, man. You need to put some perspective in your life. When you're in a lake, and this mountain's kicking your ass because you're just trying to get from point A to point B, and you got this beautiful water, and there's no sound. It's just, you know, cicadas and birds and fish flopping in the water, and it's just beautiful, man. It's tranquil. And you look up in the sky and there's some stars, and you're tripping on shrooms, and the stars are putting on the most badass laser light show you've ever seen. It makes the Six Flags laser show look like, I don't know, some bullshit. So it was pretty cool, man. I would do it. We're going to do it again at the end of August. So I got to get in shape. I got to buy me some new water shoes. Hold on, let me take a drink of this bullshit, man. Mayowell prebiotic. Get the fuck out of here. Let me check it. What if it's good? We'll find out. Hold on. Let me shut up. Ugh. Hold on. It's like a... Ugh. Oh, the ginger. The ginger's kicking in. It was a strawberry and like a weird... gut. It's like... I guess it's similar to that of a... what are those things called? Oh man, I'm brain farting, man. What are those drinks with the it's got the stuff, and it's supposed to help your gut. That's what all the hipsters drink. Come on, Alan, get your shit together. What is it called? Kombucha. It's like a kombucha. It had that same gut, like gaseous feeling going in, but then the my boy Ginger came in and he was just kind of sizzled out the rest, man, getting rid of all the evidence. That was pretty cool. I'm gonna take one more drink. Yeah, man, that strawberry and I don't know what it's called, but man, it comes in waves. That is a trip. It's like I don't know, since we're on the theme of war and soldiers and shit, it's like a giant elephants or tanks or something huge just coming in and laying the groundwork, knocking down trees and grass and wildlife. And that's the gut prebiotic stuff coming in with some strawberry flavor. And I'm right behind it, kind of clearing the road, making sure that they don't leave any tracks behind to let them know how many numbers they have. That's where you get to the ginger. Doing some scorched earth policy type of shit. We weren't here. Who scorched the earth? We don't know, but I'm not going to take any more drinks. I actually don't like this stuff, really. Oh, hey. Want some audio? Adam's sending me some audio via text. That's weird. Is it Saturday, guys? Oh, I think he wants to do some recording. He wants to do some more Let's Play. We've been trying to do some more of that. It's been a while. I don't know if I should catch you up or not. It doesn't really matter. But we almost did some videos over there at the lake. But we were so tired and drunk and swimming and just all of the above. Also, we had all the food in the world. We were eating so much. I've never eaten so much food. And it wasn't even that much, because I usually don't eat that much food. But the food that I did eat, I just stuffed myself. And I'll give you this advice, guys. If you go out and explore nature and shit, eat light. Unless you're going to really do some, like, fucking hard physical type activities where you know you're going to burn off everything. I don't know. You're going to eat a bunch of food and you're going to want to rest. And you're not going to be able to enjoy the night. Or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, make a fire. Eat some food. That's what we got to do too. Somebody brought a bunch of stuff for s'mores and nobody ever dug into it. I found the little spike things that you put the marshmallows on top. It's this weird little contraption. It's like a fold-out little pitchfork type of thing. You put the marshmallows on. I thought it was really cool, man. I was kind of bummed out we didn't get to use them. I think we were just so overwhelmed. It was a really nice lake house. So this isn't a drink review. This is a lake house review. 5 out of 5 lake house. Props to Gerard. And his lovely wife. I can't remember her name, but they own this place. We Airbnb'd. It was a nice little place, Medina Lake. Also a heads up, Medina. If you're going to Medina Lake, you're trying to go to Red Cove, they're closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We found out the hard way. We had to climb up yet another mountain. It was more of a hill. You park up at the dock. I thought the dock was going to be right at the, you know, or I thought the place was going to be right at the boat. You could pull up in your boat. It's like a drive through. That's the way they were painting it up to be. But you got to get off your boat, walk all the way up the rocks and shit. And we get all the way up there and it was closed. It's kind of bummed out. But it's Tuesdays and Wednesdays. That's when it was closed. I don't know why. I'm letting you know right now if you ever go down there. Anywho, yeah, we wanted to record, but nothing happened. So maybe tonight we'll do some recording. Be productive in some kind of way. And speaking of production, I've been moving. I'm in a new house. So that's exciting. So instead of cats, there's a couple dogs in the house. You might hear them at some point. Hopefully not. But my room is a lot quieter. I don't have that big loud ass AC blasting. through my window, it's now a central air type of situation, so I could do more. So we'll see how that works out. The sound should sound better, is what I'm trying to get at. So if I do some videos, some Twitch, some regular old podcasts, start inviting people over, who knows? We're still trying to set up the house to a nice system, you know, with the doggies and everything. It's a strange setup, but, you know, it'll happen. And then Adam's moving, so he's going to have a new little studio type of setup. So, slowly but surely, you know, we'll try to get out more, I hate to use it, but content. I know content sounds really, I don't know, pretentious or something, but that's what it is, I guess. Get some content out there. And now I got another buddy of mine, wants to do her own podcast. Yeah, and it's kind of motivating me. She needs a jingle, she needs a theme song, she needs an image, she wants to do the whole nine yards. Me, I'm half-assing this shit, man. I got the Anchor, you know, app, I just pop the button, and then I'm talking into the nether space, and then I'm like, alright, cool, let's go back to work. But I haven't really been giving a shit lately, and that kind of blows. But sooner or later, man, I'll get back into it. I'll make a new intro, start making some songs, put my $600 keyboard to use, you know? It's just sitting there. And, yeah, we'll have some fun. And I want to talk to people. I really need to get better at talking to people, and it's not going to happen until I actually, you know, set a mic down and just talk to people about some bullshit. We'll see who wants to get there, who wants to get together and just shoot the shit. I got a couple people. I got a couple of people out there who want to, you know, talk about some stuff. If you're listening, you know, I haven't forgotten about you. You know, you just come on over and we'll talk about whatever. I might be wrong, I might be right. Usually I don't know what I'm talking about, but maybe I do. I'm kind of in that mode right now where I know stuff, but I don't care enough. Like, I was barbecuing at the lake, and I've barbecued before, not too much, but I've always, you know, I know how to barbecue, guys. But I just couldn't get the charcoals lit. I lit those guys on fire like 10 times, and I thought I soaked them long enough, but it turns out I didn't. And before you know it, we just, you know, we couldn't get the charcoals lit. And so all the other guys, you know, all the other men coming down from the house wanted to, you know, teach us a lesson, how to light a barbecue. And so now John's going around saying, oh, Alan has never barbecued before. That was his first time. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? That wasn't my first time barbecuing. I just couldn't get the charcoals lit. I've barbecued before. But apparently I was doing such a shitty job that it seemed like it was my first time. And it might as well have been, man. Because every time I do want a barbecue, either someone else takes over, or, you know, if I'm by myself, I don't know. I don't barbecue by myself. Maybe that's the problem. I just need practice. Get a nice little cute grill. Set it up somewhere, start barbecuing. But I don't know, man. The area that I live at right now, it's kind of it's a little weird, to say the least. It's a nice place, don't get me wrong. It's just surrounded by some shit. I don't know. I don't want to go into detail. But I mean, I trust the people around me. But I don't trust the people that know the people that I trust. You know what I mean? Enough to have a barbecue grill and to chill outside. I think it'll be fine. I just gotta clear up some space. Our yard is weird. Anyway, why am I talking about my yard? You guys can't see it. But we got a new yard. We got a new, it's an endless yard. I think I gotta make that clear. It's like a, our yard melds into other yards. It's like a big plot of land. And, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a, I don't know. I know it's a, it's problematic, but the closest thing I could compare it to is like a plantation. Never fucking mind, man. We're gonna get some shit set up. And as far as things to talk about, I don't know if I want to keep doing the, you know, the free-for-all type of talking or just to come up with some subjects. We'll see. I would like to, ideally, I would like to get people who have a certain talent or job or career or whatever and just talk about that, you know. Just shine a nice little spotlight on what they do. Make themselves feel good. And maybe some people will start listening. You know? People will say, hey, this person's talking. Oh, he's talking to that person. I wonder what that's about. Like, maybe instead of the name and the, I could have the name and then like what they do and that'll grab some, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's all marketing, right? People tell me, Alan, no one listens to you because you're not putting yourself out there. You're not marketing right. You're not selling yourself. Look, I would love to do that. I just have nothing to sell right now, you know? I have a hard enough time forcing people to come out or inviting them to stuff. Now I'm going to force them to listen to this bullshit? I feel bad. If I have a friend on and that person's great and funny or whatever, yeah, I'm going to tell people, dude, listen to this. This is cool. And it'd be like you're hanging out with us. Even the Grace episodes. People like those episodes because it's like you're hanging out with me and Grace and we're talking some shit. And people like it. So, you know, I probably need to just do some more episodes with Grace. Maybe some with Fozzie Bear. Some with Adam. And just bring my mic. Bring my laptop and just fucking force feed it into people's mouths. Like, okay, let's fucking have a chat and we talk about things. And or just pop on this phone. Hit record and just say, hey, all right, what's up? How you doing, you know? Is it the time of the month? What's going on? I don't know. I don't know what to talk about. But it's easy. It gets easier, I guess, to, I don't know, put your foot in the door or something. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, that's basically it. I'm gonna get back to work. I'm making some cardboard hatch pepper aliens dressed as farmers. I'm making them some weapons right now, some pitchforks and shovels. And we're setting them up, man. Let me go ahead and plug my plug Hatchfest. You thought it was over? You thought it wasn't gonna happen? No. We're coming back bigger and stronger. Hatchfest, Central Market. You like hatches? Of course you do. Hatch chips, hatch ice cream, hatch tortillas, hatch cornbread, hatch chocolate, you know? Hatch filet mignon, you know, whatever. Just, if you could think of it, we probably have some hatch in there. And if we don't, get some roasted up hatches. Chop them up, put them in your mayonnaise. I don't care, man. It's all good. So stop on by next week. I think that's when it starts. I'm a little excited. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like rolling my eyes, like, oh, here we go, hatch. But after last year and this year, this whole pandemic bullshit, people trying to wear masks again, COVID, you know, variant striking. Whatever. I mean, look, it's, if you got the vaccine, You know what? I'm not going to get into it. Fuck it. You know what? Just... I personally don't think we should go back to that old, you know, the world is on fire mentality. But that's just me personally. I'm not the biggest wear a mask, hide your wife, hide your kids type of guy. I'm just, I don't know, I'm a jerk. Maybe I'm going to hell. Maybe I have little regard for human life. I don't know. I think the smart people are taking care of themselves and they know what they're doing. And the dumb people just don't give a shit and they're assholes. And they want to cough on things and not wear a mask. And they refuse to take a vaccine. Because, I don't know, freedom or whatever. So, what was my point? Oh yeah, Hatchfest. Come on out to Hatchfest. And hopefully you won't have to wear a mask. Unless the burning hatch peppers outside make you cough, wear a mask for that, man. That's probably a good idea, because all those fumes get inside and people are like, oh, those hatch peppers, they always make me cough. I can't handle it. Just wear a mask, lady. You know, you allergic to peppers? Wear a mask. I don't know. So Hatchfest, come on down. Put some on your burger. Put some on your pizza. It's gonna be a great time. August is here, baby. Pay your rent. Hug your kids. Pet your cats and dogs. And don't go drinking and driving. And I guess that's it.